You know how everybody always talks about how romantic comedies or like soap operas mess with women's sense of reality? So unrealistic, they say. George Clooney is not running after anyone at an airport, they say. First of all, that's sexist. Second of all, have you ever heard a Shakespearean sonnet or the lyrics of any dashboard confessional song? You see, we are dying to run after you at an airport. Of course, not you, but someone. We won't, like, run. We aren't athletic. Or at least we weren't back then, before we had to quit smoking and get real jobs and gym memberships. But back then, we wanted to die for love. Those were the days of what is now commonly referred to as emo. Ugh, I hate that word, emo. But that's what it was. Remember emo? Emo songs were like romantic comedies written by teenage men who hated their dads and George W. Bush. Mostly because their dads, as well as George W. Bush, come to think of it, were free to do what they wanted. And what they chose to do instead of, like, sleep or plant trees or work on fishing boats was to go to work every day and fuck people over. Take two. You know how everybody always talks about how romantic comedies or, like, soap operas mess with women's sense of reality? So unrealistic, they say. George Clooney is not running after anyone at an airport, they say. First of all, that's sexist. Second of all, have you ever heard a Shakespearean sonnet? Or the lyrics of any dashboard confessional song? You see, we are dying to run after you at an airport. Of course, not you, but someone. We won't, like, run. We aren't athletic, or at least we weren't back then, before we had to quit smoking and get real jobs and gym memberships. But back then, we wanted to die for love. Those were the days of what is now commonly referred to as emo. Ugh, I hate that word, emo. But that's what it was. Remember emo? Emo songs were like romantic comedies written by teenage men who hated their dads and George W. Bush, mostly because their dads, and as well as George W. Bush, come to think of it, were free to do what they wanted. And what they chose to do instead of, like, sleep or plant trees or work on fishing boats was to go to work every day and fuck people over.